is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Karen Cataline here on November 6th, election week, and there's just so little to talk about. I'm going to just close the show early because what do we have to talk about? What can you do but be sarcastic? It is in line with everything we've been watching all year around, and you can't just look at this in a vacuum. You have to look at the election. You have to look at who we're dealing with, who is on our side, who's on their side, because after all, they chose up sides a long time ago. Some of them even we thought were on our side, but aren't. We're going to take a look at all of it, as well as talk to the former First Lady of Virginia in our second half hour. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. This is Spouting Off. I'm your host, Karen Cataline. By the way, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, you can listen to two more episodes of Spouting Off that originate at WSMN in Nashua, New Hampshire. But you know how it works in internet and on the online. You can listen to any show from anywhere. So you don't have to listen. You don't have to be living in Nashua, New Hampshire in order to listen to me in Nashua, New Hampshire. After all, I'm based in Northern Colorado, as you probably know. Not only that, but today we are simulcasting with the great Keith Hansen show, nationally syndicated his evening show. He does a show at WSMN. And frankly, because of the generosity and greatness of Keith Hansen as a talk show host, it's one of the reasons I'm doing Spouting Off at WSMN. So I want to give a shout out to him and to Juan and all the people at WSMN. And I don't know which number this is for Keith Hansen, but we're going to be doing the Keith Hansen show as I fill in for him on this Friday, November 6th. We're talking about a lot of the same things, of course, but Keith Hansen can be heard each and every weeknight, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern on the Global Star Radio Network and its affiliates. You can also listen to Keith Hansen at thekeithhansenshow.com. No, the, just keithhansenshow.com or thehagmanreportlive.com. Also, email Keith at keithontheair@gmail.com. That's keithontheair@gmail.com. And you'll hear my contact information as well. Everything's on my website, karencataline.com. Thank goodness it's not a name that a lot of people either want or care to steal. So it's Karen Cataline on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, you name it, but everything can be had, including more information about me than you ever want to know, where I'll be, when I'll be, because I'm doing a lot of talk radio. You know, I'm loving the talk radio that I do, but I don't really need things to be all this dramatic in order for me to have a great time. I remember 20-some years ago when I did some talk radio, then I had a long dry spell, got involved in other things, and you had to really search to do to find something to talk about in those days. Well, gee, what will get people calling? Because, well, you know, it's the same old, nothing about 2020 is the same old. But what I hope people won't do is look at 2020 in a vacuum. Because all of this is all part and parcel of the same people that we've been looking at, dealing with, and having to contend with from the very beginning. And all of it, the false narratives, the emperor that has no clothes, the lying, the cheating, and the stealing always comes back to the same people because they have not as yet been held accountable. Now, I'm saying that from a broad perspective because we could get down in the weeds. And what I want you to do, if you can, is number one, take a deep breath and look at this is precisely this election chaos is exactly what the left, the progressives, the socialists slash communists have been predicting all along. Do you remember the false narrative about 3-4 months ago? This is what they do. They put this out into the ether and people think that it is based in something. But what they do is they originate the ideas so that people will have that in the back of their minds. They plant seeds, which they later harvest. After all, Michael Bloomberg thinks planting is really no big deal. Throw a seed on the ground, throw some water on it, and you've got a plant. Well, what the left, the progressives, the radical socialists, et cetera, do, they plant false ideas. The false idea that they planted way back, seems like a year ago, was when all of a sudden, they always speak with the same voice. That's how you know it's coordinated. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to watch the way they work. So what do they plant? They planted the idea that Donald Trump will not leave office willingly, and you're going to have to escort him out with the National Guard or whatever else. Why? Because they were planning all along, regardless of the results, no matter how bad Joe Biden looked, acted, spoke, no matter how much dementia he clearly is shown to have had, no matter how much people don't like Kamala Harris, because after all, she is a communist. She was the choice for the third Obama term, but it doesn't really matter. If the Democrats get in power, it will be, God forbid, a third Obama term, and it will be much more severe than the first two, because the first two were the set up, the priming the pump for the third term. And then somebody came along that threw a wrench in their works, and his name was Donald J. Trump. He was radical. He was so radical. He said that he believed in American sovereignty. He believed in peace and prosperity and not a bunch of false wars in order to sow discontent around the world. He didn't believe in globalism that took away people's borders and their own rights to govern themselves. He believes, I'm not going to put it in the past tense, free markets, civil society, law and order, independence from foreign oil. We can't have that. Could anybody ever envision or reimagine a peace in the Middle East? Well, Donald Trump did. And Donald Trump is working on it. We need Donald Trump in order to finish the job. Secure borders, the right of individuals to self-defense. We can't have that. Separation of powers. Constraints on government power. None of those things are allowed if you're a communist, a socialist. As a matter of fact, those are threats. Those are threats to the agenda of global one world government, socialism, communism, where our betters tell us what's good for us. They tell us what we ought to think, what we ought to believe, what's not okay to think. That's not American. There is nothing American about it. I wrote a piece, not that I'm wired right now or anything. I wrote a piece called This Is For All the Marbles, and I still believe that. This is for all the marbles. So the conservatives slash Republicans who are already trying to prepare for a Biden presidency, get that idea right out of your head right now. Hasn't Donald Trump taught us anything? You fight, you fight, you fight, especially when you know you're right, especially when you know that you have the law, the Constitution, and righteous indignation on your side. You're going to watch as the media tries to spin a win for Joe Biden. They're already trying to do it. They're already trying to isolate Donald Trump and have him feel the pressure. They're manufacturing the entire narrative that it's time for Donald Trump to give up, give in, give out, Do you think Donald Trump is going to do that? Not because he's a terrible person, not because he is all the things the left has been trying to sow and brand him as, a terrible, awful, rotten person who deserves to be turned out of office no matter how we have to do it. That's all part of the false narrative, too. Always the false narratives have lies attached to them. Always the false narratives have media and Twitter and Facebook and everyone else telling you, you are not allowed to think that. That's fake news, right? Donald Trump has these people apoplectic. Does that mean I feel confident that Donald Trump will prevail? No, I can't say that I do. I know that I'm praying that he will. I know that many, many, many people are praying that he will. And I know that without God's help, and I'm not even that religious, but boy, 2020 will make you religious in whatever that seems to be. You know that I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. I don't care if you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Jew or anything else, a Zen Buddhist. But if you believe Donald Trump was put here for a reason, then he was put here in order to expose the swamp, the deep state, the ugly lying, cheating, and stealing that we have been watching from the very beginning. Is there anybody who thinks the coronavirus and what the left has done with it, not the virus itself? I just had a cousin die from complications of coronavirus. So I never have said that it was a hoax. What I did say is that what the left has used it for, used it as an excuse for, using it to try and subjugate the people and impose their will and give us a glimpse into what socialism 101 looks like, it gets so much uglier, so much worse. It gets so, so much worse, where people are asked to march in lockstep, even goose step, if you will, and there's just way too many people who are gullible and who are getting tricked. That being said, there are so many more of us than them, and yet there are people that are still trying to wade their way through all the media lies in order to make sense of what's going on. If you're listening to me and you're within a hair's breadth of the sound of my voice, I encourage you to limit the amount of media that you're taking in right now. I'm so glad and honored that you're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. But, you know, in order to keep your strength and your wisdom and your clarity, please be careful what you're listening to right now, because all that matters is the bottom line. Will Trump get in and will justice prevail? Because I've believed and still continue to believe the only way the Democrats were going to win with this horrible team, with Harris and Biden, the worst there ever was, as if they cheated. We're going to take a break in just a minute. You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline and The Keith Hansen Show, powered by the Hagman Report and the Global Star Radio Network. When we come back, we will have time for your calls if you are listening live at 888-627-6008. And we're going to talk to my friend Doug, who's behind the glass here. We'll talk a little bit more about that before we have our former First Lady from Virginia, because there were some shenanigans going on in Virginia, and it still is. And she'll tell us more about that. You're listening to Karen Cataline here on Spouting Off.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. and their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. Here, your host, I'm your host, Karen Cataline. What an honor and a privilege it is to exercise my First Amendment rights. And you know, if you're listening, you probably do know, the First Amendment protects our rights not to be punished by the government for what we say. That also means the spirit of the First Amendment, which is that the solution to hate speech, bad speech, false narratives is more speech, not less. When people censor you, tell you you're not allowed to think that, you're not allowed to believe that, you're not allowed to say that, you know that they're in a weak position. We're losing that in this country with the same folks that we're fighting who want to impose socialism/communism on this country. And I got to say, none of what we've been watching that is totally alternative to everything we know about the history of America and how America was founded, none of it makes an ounce of sense unless you plug in the motive. Unless you plug in the motive of global one world government socialism/communism. Trump stands in the way of that. America stands in the way of that, and so does, to only a small, lesser extent, Israel stand in the way of that. That's why they are so hell-bent on taking this country down. And that is why, since their house is built on a pile of lies, we'd better get tough and get strong. It means know who you are, know what you think. And my dear friend, Keith Hansen, of which I am, for whom I am filling in tonight. I had a nice chat with him this morning when I was trying to do the gym. I'd rather talk to Keith Hansen than do the gym. He said to me, we had, on one of his shows, he had a conversation about whether you're willing not to be liked. And one of the weapons, one of the many psychological weapons the left uses is social isolation. And groupthink. And if you're a person who needs to be liked, then virtue signaling is going to be something you're going to be fall prey to much easier. If you think that lining your own pockets is more important than the principles of this country that's made it possible for you to do well in a market, in a free market, and I have to say I've seen a lot of people on our side of the aisle who have already sold out. They shall remain nameless. But you should keep your own counsel. You should decide what are your principles. And if you answer to a higher authority, and that is God and not to man, if you answer to the rule of law and to the Constitution, which reveres the fact that we do not, that our rights come from God and not from men, then you'll know the right thing to do. There isn't only one right, but we get to have different opinions. You know, if you're talking to someone who doesn't mind if you have a different opinion, probably that's a safer person than somebody who demonizes you because you think differently. Individualism is one of the greatest threats to communism. They must put down individualism, individuality, anything that elevates you or allows you to think independently from the mob. Okay, so right before Right at our break, we had a wonderful audio sound voiceover by my friend, my producer, and somebody who I work with closely and have for about 4 years, Doug Newsom, my producer. He did that K-Star Radio Network, if you heard that voiceover. Sometimes there are different commercials that play. That's what happens when we join forces. And we love when conservatives join forces on a variety of networks, including K-Star Radio Network, The Keith Hansen Show, and all the programs that you heard. It's a small but strong and growing network of not only talk show hosts, but conservatives who grow our influence. Again, it's something we're bucking the system because we're exercising our First Amendment rights. And we hope you do, too, in your sphere of influence. That being said, Doug Newsom is here, and he couldn't wait to spout off to me the minute I got on the radio with him off air. So we're going to take him, put him on air. What are you thinking, Doug Newsom? Are you having to take a Valium yet or what?
Oh, my goodness. What can possibly be said? I'm flabbergasted. I am, because I see, you know, a system that was designed to create a culture which allowed for this to occur. We saw the riots. We saw the media being very pro any sort of criminal activity. And, you know, those people thought they could get away with anything. And those are the people that were put in charge of counting ballots. They already had the sense that if they did something wrong, it would be okay because the ends justify the means. Growing up, I couldn't cheat on a test. You know, if I was playing you a game of chess and you left the room, I wasn't going to move a pawn piece to make it so I could win. Now, I don't know how many people are like that never cheated on anything. Let's say you had the opportunity and you could write something down on your hand and it helped you take your test, and morally you were okay with that. How many people are like that? And I would hazard to say a lot of people find that acceptable. Really, the only way to stop that is to put in place rules that don't allow for that sort of cheating. And shockingly, in today's world, we see this election tomfoolery called haberdashery. Here's a new word, Willy Wonkonomics. We've allowed for that culture now to set itself in power and literally dominate the talking points across the media realm. And I don't know how you change that quickly. I don't know how we get back to being a people that believe in accountability, a sense of fairness.
Well,
you know, we saw this with the elections where you couldn't even look at the people counting the ballots. You know, everything was done hush, hush, hush. Right. And even if it's true, even if you say, okay, Biden did win, which I just don't believe, but you don't give us the ability to have an accounting, then there's always going to be the question mark whether something illegal occurred. And I have these people out there that are debating me, oh no, you just don't understand. And I say, you know, you don't understand. If it happens to us, it's going to happen to you.
Well, maybe, except that it's not a moral equivalence. I'm always on the lookout for people who are saying that, you know, if you censor, then it's going to happen to you too. The fact of the matter is, in the current political climate, there really is no moral equivalence. Because if you hold fast to the Constitution and the oaths of office that elected officials took, they took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, not to protect and defend a usurping of the Constitution of the United States, a shredding of the Constitution of the United States. Let me, in our last few minutes, because you're going to tell me how much time I have, take a crack at that as to how we're ever going to turn that around. Now, I'm going to be, what do you call it, namby-pamby for only a moment, because it doesn't sit well with me. I'm kind of a cynic at heart. But in such an easy-come, easy-go world in which things can happen in a heartbeat today because of the internet, just think about it. The whole pejorative of Karens, you know, that I've ranted about because it really is racist. You know, it's only white Karens. I've known black Karens. But look at how quickly that spread. That spread faster than people understanding that the national popular vote will destroy people in so-called flyover country, right? But if you didn't know that Karen is now a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot, then, you know, you've been living under a rock. So my point is that I think under the current circumstances, when you can so easily embrace something, you can very easily, shall we say, unembrace it. And I am skeptical, cynical, and concerned. That's why I'm cutting off a certain amount of news. Even in my life as a talk show host, I'm being more careful about what news I'm even bothering to, so I can keep my bearings and my level head, which isn't always so level. I think that we have a long way to go before anybody should be thinking about a President Biden. I'll give you the last word, and you tell me how many minutes to a last word I have.
Oh, well, we've got about 3 minutes, and I would say I agree. I would stand strong. I would look for an accountability, even if it means recounting the votes in 4 or 5 states. I really believe that
Absolutely.
We need to know the bottom, the answer, the reality of the situation. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, you know, you want that. You should want that, or indeed you're probably an idiot. I don't know any other way to put it.
Yep, and there's either the truth or there isn't on certain things. People have to discern. You know, we're losing a certain amount of discernment in this country among certain groups. Either something is fact or it's opinion, you know?
Right.
And if hundreds of thousands of votes can come in for Joe Biden with not one Donald Trump vote, then, you know, trust your instincts, trust your common sense. Be the person who stands up and says, the emperor is naked. Don't worry about what people think of you. They're trying to isolate you, bully you to shut up, intimidate you. Don't be intimidated. You know, if you, the only way they can intimidate you is if you allow them to. Hat tip to Keith Hansen once again. That's why we're doing the Keith Hansen show, because Keith is up on this stuff. And yet we have differences of opinion, too. And that's the idea. You know, you get better when you argue, debate, and you know that different ideas are allowed because individuals are allowed their own thoughts, their own choices. Liberty is a moral imperative. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
I like it.
And thank you so much, Doug, for joining us and sharing your thoughts with us. People who hear Spouting Off on Fridays, whatever, they hear your wonderful commercial that you voiced about the K-Star Radio Network, and you're a man of many talents, as is your twin brother, Don. When we come back, we're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, we're going to have Susan Allen, former Virginia First Lady. Can't wait to hear what she has to say about the election. When we come back, you're listening to the Keith Hansen Show and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Stay tuned.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
That funky music. Karen Cataline, happy to be with you, filling in also for Keith Hansen and the Keith Hansen Show, powered by the Hagman Report and the Global Star Radio Network. And so it goes. We are delighted to have with us former First Lady of Virginia, Susan Allen. She's a board member of the newly formed, it's been around for about 4 months, the pro-Trump super PAC, Mothers for Safe Neighborhoods, or MOMS, which was created to address the concerns of suburban voters. MOMS launched last month, actually a little while ago, with a $3 million ad buy targeted at suburban voters and restoring the rule of law. With the role of law and order as such a major issue, as people probably use that to vote, and here we are 3 days post election day, and it's just the kind of chaos that we were promised by the left. Let's dive right in, Susan Allen, and thanks so much for joining us here on Spouting Off and the Keith Hansen Show.
Thank you, Karen, for having me. There's plenty to spout off about 3 days after the election. And the only concrete thing we can say is that Kanye West has conceded, and otherwise we're all kind of in limbo.
Well, I have, and you can borrow this idea, the idea that the media is going to spin a win for Joe Biden so that people will then try to isolate Trump and try to force him out. They're going to flip on all the things they said with Gore, which is they don't have any core values other than we need to win and we'll say or do anything to win. Let me just jump in here. Virginia, one of the reasons I invited you on, Susan Allen, former First Lady of Virginia, when I sat down to start watching the election returns on Fox News, and let me tell you, I was very, very disappointed in the election returns. The coverage on Fox News. I watched and watched and watched as Virginia showed Biden with 41% and Trump with 58%, and yet they had a check mark next to Joe Biden's name. I was so incensed. I put out on Twitter, you know, get your act together, Fox News, and later they had to do a whole thing as to why they had called it for Biden when the results were saying the exact opposite. And here's what they said. I want your comments. They said, well, our pre-election polling said that Biden would win. So let's see. They were willing to go with pre-election polling, and yet they refused to call Georgia and all these other states for Trump. Think there's some shenanigans going on? You bet. What do you think, you know, being a person from Virginia, what was going on there, do you think?
It's so frustrating to the voters of Virginia. And I think what we have seen over the last many years and the last many election cycles is that polling no longer works. The last best pollster that I worked with was Kellyanne Conway, a dear friend of mine. And, I love the way she phrases things and talks about issues, but she has a good handle on what the gut reaction is of the American public, but she's not in the business this cycle of predicting the wins, and the polling just no longer works. Our Senate race, too, we had a great guy running, a veteran who had lost his leg in combat and great on issues, a professor, but terrific on all conservative issues. They announced his loss early in the evening, too, and it's just not fair to the voters. And then we have these other close congressional races, some with Democrat women running in them, that Democrats had recruited these women prior. They'd already served at least one term, and they were veterans. They were able to really spout off on the Democrat rhetoric, but they would moderate their stand enough in Virginia that people thought, okay, well, they can't be all that bad. And here we have, you know, really a great election cycle for women, conservative women, who did very well, and we'll probably talk about that in a minute. But in Virginia, the women we had running here were sheep in wool clothing. I mean, they just, and unfortunately, they've won. They've been reelected. We had male candidates running against them. So it was a weird dynamic. Virginia has changed a great deal. We've seen that in the last several years, and we have an influence of voters who have moved here from other states because our economy was booming and we had done such a great job recruiting jobs to Virginia, but it brought in a lot of people who don't necessarily think the way traditional Virginians think.
Well, you know what, Susan? I have to tell you, as a person who puts the Judeo and Judeo-Christian, I was always pretty well pro-choice. I wasn't a radical about it. But there were two things that changed my mind on abortion. Well, actually, more than a few, because I was a real holdout for abortion. One was the lit-up Empire State Building in New York City, celebrating abortion right before the moment of birth. I lived in New York for 13 years. And by the way, I'm based in Northern Colorado now, my home state. So great. Lauren Boebert, we will talk about. I love her. And the other one was your governor. Your governor, you can credit him for turning me into a pro-choice, pro-life voter. What he did, what he said, a physician, for those who have been living under a rock, he said, oh, well, you're just going to set that baby aside, and if there's something wrong with the baby, we'll just decide whether to kill that baby or not. That ain't even abortion. That's infanticide. And that's what this governor, who's telling other people how to live and what to think and what to do, those are his values.
Yeah,
when
you don't care.
Get rid of that governor.
Well, in Virginia, we're still the last state that only allows a term governor, a 1-4-year term, because our governor, by our Constitution, has a great deal of authority. And so to protect the people, they only serve 1 4-year term. But that is so true. Abortion was not necessarily the issue that I heard on the ground this year when I was talking to women and trying to reach out to women and talk about public safety as a driving force to get people to the polls. But abortion always has been an underlying issue, I feel, in the back of women's minds, if they're not one way or the other, pro-life or pro-choice, and not a single-issue voter. But there is no doubt that Governor Northam this year brought to light the concept that the far left does believe that you can have abortion anytime, any place, even after birth. And that was so shocking to women like yourself who kind of thought, well, pro-choice must mean yada, yada. You know, no, to the far left, it means that it can happen anytime. And I think it was a real shocker to people. And so I applaud you for recognizing that and for pointing that out. I think it's an important notion that we let women know that is what the far left agenda includes.
It created a whole new population of pro-life voters, pro-life
Correct.
People. And I will also add that as a Jewish person, recognizing that leaving life and death issues in the hands of people that are this unethical, this dishonest, and this disjointed away from basic moral decency, I don't want them in charge of those decisions, because it's a hop, skip, and a jump to euthanasia, which in some states have already been, they've already voted that in as well. It's a death culture instead of a life culture. I don't want
Correct.
That. I don't want to see that. And it's not freedom. Anyway, I could go on and on about that. It's interesting that the left only believes in freedom when it comes to abortion and not about any other issue. If it's about any other organ in your body, your spleen, your heart, your lungs, your brain, you have to do what the government says. But if you want an abortion, they believe in freedom. It's just astonishing to me. Let's move on. Unless you have anything else to say about this election, are you, because there's nothing, Susan, to talk about here. I hope you're not, and I have a feeling you're not, already talking to you for a while, that you're not even entertaining the possibility of a President Biden until we figure out what went on in this election. Am I right?
I do think it's very important that we make sure that we've had a clean and fair election, because we've already seen such unfortunate things happen with many of our institutions in the United States, with it, whether it's our FBI or CIA or other organizations. I mean, just the last several years, it's been so frustrating. And so the idea that we can no longer count on our great institutions, including our elections, is just awful. And so, yes, we do have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We've got to make sure that we can point out the mistakes, if that's what you want to call them, or the blatant unfair tactics that were used by the left, if that's the case. And interestingly, I was in Philadelphia not long ago, and they were handing out ballots around the town hall and just had a big bag. It looked like a pillowcase. And I told the guy I could not vote there. I was from Virginia, and he didn't seem to care one bit. He was willing to take my ballot, hand me a ballot, let me fill it out, and take it right there. So Philadelphia is well known for the corrupt way that they have run elections in the past, and not allowing people to watch the count and all the things that are going on. I do think we've got to make sure that we watch things and get this right, because
there's
otherwise
evidence.
We'll continue.
There's evidence not only that there's fraud, but this is being done by the same people who spied on a president, who tried to frame a president for what they did, who have been doing everything they can to drum up hate and discontent about this president, so much so calling him Hitler and an anti-Semite. This, of course, coming from a party that cannot even admonish Ilhan Omar, but Donald Trump is an anti-Semite, doing more for the state of Israel than any president since, I don't know who, Truman?
Correct. Correct.
I think it's important for us to use our common sense. Yes, we need evidence. Yes, we want to know the truth no matter what it is. But not to be suspicious of the same people that have been lying to us. I guess I'll just say this, Susan, before we probably have to take a break in a minute, and thank you so much for staying with us through the break, is you're more diplomatic than I am. That's why you are a first lady and I'm not, because you are very diplomatic there in what you said, and what a pleasure it is to talk to you. We're talking to Susan Allen, former Virginia First Lady, who started Moms for Suburban Voters. We're going to talk about the female conservatives, which I cannot wait to talk about these. We put in a whole bunch of female conservatives in the U.S. House of Representatives to give Nancy Pelosi a hard time, unless, of course, we take over the House. And I don't even know if that's decided yet. Karen Cataline here on Spouting Off, and also filling in for the great Keith Hansen here on November 6th. That's what we're talking about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Well, Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm also filling in for the great Keith Hansen on the Keith Hansen Show, powered by the Hagman Report and the Global Star Radio Network. We are talking to the former First Lady of Virginia, Susan Allen, who also started a new pro-Trump super PAC, Mothers for Safe Neighborhoods, Moms. And thanks for staying with us, Susan. So good to have you on Spouting Off.
Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure.
Yes, it is. So we're going to take some of this time here that we have left to talk about such great news. Now, conservatives generally are not the identity politics mavens that the left is, where everything is about what group you belong to, because we're not collectivists. But it's interesting that when we do get Black conservatives, female conservatives, or even Jewish conservatives like myself, we are huge targets because they don't want anybody, they want to feel like they own women, they own Blacks, they own Jews. And here we have Yvette Harrell from New Mexico, Nancy Mace from South Carolina, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 new House representatives going in to give Nancy Pelosi a hard time, including beating Donna Shalala out of Florida. Am I right? What great news is that?
That was a fantastic win. Maria Salazar down in Florida, because Donna Shalala, as you remember, was part of the cabinet, and the Democrat cabinet, and, you know, governed from the left. There's no doubt about it. And that district was a pivotal district in Florida, and Maria Salazar just outworked her. And, you know, the issues, I believe, are truly the driving force to getting these women elected. Yes, the messenger is a big, big part of that, and we had so many great candidates this year. We had a great recruitment process, brought in a lot of new women who had not been elected before but were willing to go out there and push hard on public safety, on economic development, on making sure that we were taking care of our citizens with COVID, all the issues that were really in the forefront for this election cycle. So that Maria Salazar race down in Florida was a big, big one. Also in Minnesota, you had Michelle Fishback, who beat a chairman of the Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, and that too was a great victory. But all in all, we hope to end up with 31 to maybe 33 females in the GOP. So they'll make a great little caucus, I believe. You know, they'll come with their own issues from their own districts, but I think as conservative women, they will be able to take Nancy Pelosi on and anybody else who's there, and they're going to be a real force to be reckoned with.
And you know what, Susan? I think the other people that they will take on, and it couldn't happen to a more worthy bunch. They'll take on AOC and Ilhan Omar and that whole bunch, the squad, and create a squad of their own. I also want to just give a special shout out to Lauren Boebert, Colorado's 3rd District. She unseated a Republican incumbent and then went on to beat a far leftist in the general election. She is somebody who owns a restaurant. She has a gun on her hip. She doesn't do it for publicity. She does it because this helped her protect herself. She was actually attacked. She also challenged Beto O'Rourke, and saying, "You're not taking my gun away." And that's exactly what we need, is women out front.
Lauren's a perfect example of somebody who was right on the issue. And, you know, the women do need to be able to defend themselves in whatever manner is possible and legal. And protecting that Second Amendment is crucial. So,
and, you know, a lot of women,
she's a great candidate.
Yeah, a lot of women simply, when they've been kind of brainwashed to believe that guns are dangerous to them, again, I must say, Jews, sort of the same thing. A lot of Jews are very anti-Second Amendment. People would wonder why. Well, sometimes it's because they have somewhat of a victim mentality and they envision themselves on the wrong end of the barrel. And when they have a role model like Lauren Boebert to say, guess what? That's the great equalizer. In the hands of a law-abiding citizen with training, it's the great equalizer. Lauren Boebert is like 5'2", and she suddenly can take on a man, you know, who weighs twice as much as she does if she's confident and she says, you're not going to push me around.
Absolutely.
I have the right to defend myself.
A car is a dangerous thing as well, but most women want to know how to drive. So you learn, you take the classes, and you pass your exam and all of that. If you never want to touch a handgun or any type of weapon, that's fine. But don't eliminate the opportunity for others to be able to protect themselves with it. I would say you're better off as a woman just learning how to hold a gun. In the event you're ever in a situation where one slides across the floor in front of you, you know not to put your hand on that trigger unless you really mean to pull it. So knowledge is power, and that, in my mind, is the way to help women get over this worry and concern about using a gun. So,
well, and it bears making this point too. Somebody asked me about whether Trump was going to do well with women because women, you know, they've already been brainwashed that Trump is a misogynist, blah, blah, blah. Of course, Joe Biden is no misogynist, and the Me Too movement disappeared because Joe Biden was so vulnerable on that issue. But here we have women who are darned concerned about the safety of their families in cities where there are riots going on and people claiming that the best thing we can do is get rid of the police. Well, first they were told, you don't need a gun, just depend on the police. Then they were told, police are racist and terrible, we have to get rid of the police. Basically, the message is, be a victim, disarm victims, and do as we say. And I think women who also were told that men are terrible, horrible, and rotten, and women are married to men, they have sons, I think we're going to find that Donald Trump has done much better with suburban women than people think. What do you think?
You're right, Karen. I don't believe the media on many issues, but you're absolutely right. And that was part of our goal with this Moms Coalition. It was a grassroots effort across the country to really unite women on the idea of public safety and law and order. There was only one candidate running for president who was willing to back the blue, back those men and women who serve in our communities and keep us safe. And the Biden-Harris ticket not only wasn't backing the blue, they were saying Antifa is an idea, or go ahead and voice your opinion, and if the little disruption occurs, well, that's okay, they're not going to call the police off, et cetera, et cetera. But I think most women, on a daily basis, send their children out the door, check on their parents to make sure they can get their groceries, go to their business, hope that it's not boarded up or hasn't been caught on fire or bombed. Go in the communities to volunteer and want to be safe when they go to and from their car. It's all about public safety. And as they watched TV and saw the outbreak of violence in towns and communities all across the country, a fear factor set in. And
Yes. 30 seconds. Are you going to do anything? Can people still go to Moms there? And then I got to wrap up the show real quick.
Sure thing, momsforsafeneighborhoods.com. They can go there and see what we're working on. We were very helpful, I think, in trying to drum up support for Amy Coney Barrett, too, who will be a fantastic Supreme Court justice.
Susan Allen, you were a great guest. Well, that does it for Spouting Off in this edition. Karen Cataline, go to KarenCataline.com. Thanks to everybody that makes this show possible. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays when there will be so much more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.